Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, it's Arrow inside the LAProductions.us studio. LA Productions is a professional mobile DJ service right here in the Southeast that helps you create and generate the greatest memories without you having to deal with the stress of keeping everyone entertained. Hey, we're starting to move again. You need that celebration from weddings to everything, even backyard family picnics. Call us. Get in touch with us. LAProductions.us. All right, let's do it. Let's play it forward. A look at the unexpected changes endured by the entertainers, writers, camera people, and all others affected but not infected by the global invasion of the coronavirus. These are real people with real stories. The struggle to play it forward. Episode number 204 with Dylan Lane from Chain Reaction on Game Show Network. I mean, this is the game show that premiered in 2006, and he's back. He's also hosted the National Vocabulary Championship, the first ever nationwide vocabulary competition for high school students. Lane served as a VJ and host of Fuse TV's The F-List and Daily Download. And now we get to talk to him. We are unplugged and totally uncut with Dylan Lane.
Hello, Arrow.
What are you doing, Dylan? How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm upstate New York here just watching some snowfall, thinking about how much shoveling I'm going to have to do.
You keep that stuff up there, because down here in the Carolinas, we're going to be in the 60s today. So you just go ahead and keep that up there, all right?
I'm totally jealous. I'm moving.
Hey, dude, I got to tell you, Chain Reaction has got to be that one show that really draws the viewer so inside, because you're participating with the game, you're cheering for your favorite people, and then you want to argue with your favorite people because they make mistakes.
Yeah, and you're forgetting that sometimes people blurt out really what I'll call creative answers, and it's funny.
Well, first of all, you put them on a time limit, and then you put words in front of them, and it's like, go, and it's like, blah, 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 blah. I mean, it's that's what makes it so fun, and I swear to God, my wife and I laugh so much watching the show because of human reaction.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes the comedic value in the show, I don't have to do anything to it. Somebody puts an answer out there into the ether, and I just sort of watch it settle like a feather slowly falling to the ground.
Well, see, and that you've mastered. And the reason why I bring that up is because you do. You can spot when something is happening, and it's almost like you just kind of sit there and let it happen, but then you immediately come into the game again.
Yeah, I do the same thing with my 2 and 4 year old kids. You know, I can see how they're going to get into trouble, and I just kind of watch it happen.
Do you ever feel like that you've lived this life before? Because those are moments where it's like, I know something's coming out of this. I'm just not going to move.
Yeah, I don't feel so much as though I've lived this life before, but I kind of, you know, in such a surreal way to be doing this after 14 years that I think that I might wake up and find myself, like, you know, living in a camper somewhere in the middle of America and realize it's all been a dream.
Well, speaking of dreams, I mean, we have bad radio dreams. Do you ever have a Chain Reaction nightmare in the way it's like inside your mind while you're sleeping, you're playing the game and contestants are just going crazy?
No, I never have that one. I just have the dream where I get up to graduation in college and somebody hands me my diploma, and it's not the diploma. It's a card saying, go see the viceroy. You didn't graduate.
Now, with the way that you guys bring all the words together on Chain Reaction, do you get to participate with that, or is it totally 100% brand new to you too, so that you don't slip?
So it's brand new to me. It's not like I'm Alex Trebek and I get to see the answers before the contestants. So I try to play along, but in my mind, I'm really just controlling the gameplay. And so for me, I really have to be focused on, you know, whose turn it is, or else I'll just mess something up.
Don't you also have to pay close attention to your body language as well? Because if they're over there and they give you a stupid word for an answer, I mean, it's like I would be making facial expressions or body movements, and they're like, oh, good, you didn't get that on tape, did you?
Yeah, I try to stay still. I try to stay focused on the gameplay. So it, for me, it's like if I'm that focused, I'm okay. I won't say anything foolish. But yeah, this time around, because I could go back to my day job, I felt a lot more free and easy to say some things. So you might see some stuff in this season that you wouldn't have seen 14 years ago.
Well, okay, because I was going to ask, when a contestant is under pressure like that and they know they flubbed up, there's got to be cussing. There's got to be stuff on that cutting room floor.
Sometimes, but you know, it's still a family show, so I try to rein that in. When somebody goes there,
How do you have such control of that? Because you're absolutely right. Because I could sit there with my grandchildren and watch a show and never sit there and go, "Oh my God, are they going to do something wrong?" I mean, it really is a family moment.
Yeah, and everybody loves to play along. Everybody loves to guess the answers, and you know, for the people who are playing at home. I like to think that someday they could come on and earn some money themselves. So there's that added component to it, really.
Yeah. I think one of the funnest things about the show is when people are gambling. Everybody else is going, I'll put 150, and then the next guy comes in and does 300, and he screws it up, and you're going, come on, dude. You don't gamble 300 bucks on something.
And the best part is when his teammates or her teammates know the answer, but that person doesn't, and they're just looking at him with, like, daggers coming out of their eyes, like, dude.
You got to be loving this, man, because, I mean, you came back in to do this show again, and it's just the way that Game Show Network loves to play, you know, their viewers and stuff like that. It's such a welcome, refreshing escape for those of us on this side of the flat screen.
Yeah, to be honest, when I got the call and somebody asked me if I was interested in rebooting the show or hosting it again, I thought it was a prank. You know, I'm old. I don't have any hair anymore. I've got more wrinkles. I'm not a young, good-looking guy. So I was really, really surprised, pleasantly so, to get the call and to be able to do it. So it was a lot of fun for me, and I hope it's as fun for everybody to watch.
Oh, it absolutely is. Man, you got to come back to this show anytime in the future, Dylan, because the door is always going to be open for you, and I love talking words with people because words are my game.
Yeah, I like stringing together words myself. Sometimes I like watching my kids do it even more. But for me, I really enjoy putting together a nice email and just hitting that.
That's right. You be brilliant today, okay, guy?
All right, thanks.
Hey, that's Play It Forward. You can hear other conversations just like this one on all three of my podcasts, Like It's Live, Unplugged and Totally Uncut, and View from the Writing Instrument, all found on every digital platform.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.